Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everyone. This is Podcast Versus the World. This is Cameron L. Abington. Oh, boy. Let's just get over this real quick. Little housekeeping notes here for right now. Podcast Versus the World on your podcasting locations. We're everywhere. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. We're everywhere. Look us up. Like and subscribe, please. We're trying to get into the algorithm so everybody can start listening to the content. We really do appreciate everybody who's listening. And these are dire times, and we all need to talk, and we all need to listen. And a lot of stuff going on. With that being said, what the hell was that? This past week has been a what the hell was that moment. I can honestly say that I have no idea. Let's start here. We had Republicans having midnight meetings, actually 1 a.m. meetings, because they didn't want the media to know what they were doing, right? And they were having their little late night meetings and trying to push things through. And finally, they pushed through the big, beautiful bill. Now, we had Republicans saying that they wouldn't touch Medicaid, Medicare, entitlements. That's exactly what they did. They touched entitlements. That's too bright. They touched entitlements. They didn't care. They are not the party of the working class. They're not. They're the party of the millionaire, billionaire class. They're not for us. They took away Medicaid. I mean, they ripped Medicaid apart, took it away from people. All I kept hearing, able-bodied people. These people are so untouched with reality, it's crazy. They don't care. They took SNAP benefits away. That's food stamps. From poor kids. And these are the people that we voted in. I didn't vote for them. And then, on top of all that, they raised the deficit. If this bill were to pass in its iteration right now, they would raise the deficit. Reports are $2 to $5 trillion. Are we supposed to be happy about that? We can talk about the deficit later. Let's go back with this food stamp thing. Let's talk about Medicaid. They would shut down over 300 hospitals, 180 of them, as I'm looking at my notes, would be shut down immediately. There are many hospitals, that's their whole budget, is Medicaid. In case you didn't know, there are some hospitals that's the budget. Whatever Medicaid brings in, that's what we got. They're going to shut down rural hospitals in places like Kansas. That's where I live at. I guarantee there's two hospitals I can think of right now that will shut down. They're already begging for money. And we're supposed to be okay with it. We're supposed to be okay. I'll get your priorities in line. They will kill rural hospitals. I want to ask MAGA people, if you're a MAGA, if you're a Trump supporter, did you think this was going to happen to you? Because supposedly he told them that he didn't want them to touch Medicaid and all that. Don't you touch it. He's a liar, just the rest of them. I don't trust him. He knows what this bill is going to do. And he was celebrating like the rest of them. He celebrated. He was happy like the rest of them. As they took their victory lap around, they looked you in the face, told you, we're not going to do that. We're not going to. The first thing they did with Elon Musk, I'll put him in it too. They went after poor people. I have told people, if you've listened to this podcast, you've heard my voice. If you've heard me on TikTok, I'm going to do a TikTok either tonight or in the morning. And I'm going to talk about it again. They are against poor people. This is about the rich and the poor. Rich versus the poor. They don't care about you. And don't let them sit there. Well, you know, it was best for... No, it wasn't. Kicking people off their insurance. And we're not even talking about everybody who just, you know, gets Medicaid. We're talking about the Affordable Care Act that Trump's been after because Barack Obama made it. This is what I'm talking about, people. When I said he was sloppy, this is what I'm talking... Messy. I called him messy, not sloppy. Messy. It would be different if they had a plan to take care of all the people who are about to lose their coverage over their little stupid, let's give billionaires and millionaires tax breaks. And they are big time tax breaks. Big time. Big time. They sacrifice poor people so the rich can live better. So yeah, you get no tax on tips. That's wonderful. Better read the fine print. I haven't read her. It's a thousand page bill. There's so much shit in that thing. Oh, no taxes on silencers and tanning beds. What the hell is that about? I bet there's so much nonsense in there. It's crazy. They want to destroy the poor. I don't know what his obsession is with the poor people. And so then he does something else. He goes after they got this beautiful bill, as he says, and he's all happy and they're all kissing each other's ass. Then he goes back into his other crap. I'm not going to get distracted because that's what he wants. I'm not going to get distracted today because he did a lot today. He hurt children. I want to ask a MAGA person. I want to ask somebody, like, are you guys happy about this? Like, are you happy? Like, are you sitting here smiling, high-fiving? There's not I think it's $500 million or $500 billion taken away from Medicaid. You think there's that much corruption? If you believe that, I got a bridge in Brooklyn that I want to sell you. Don't be naive. Don't be naive. They're playing us for just a, they're putting tribe against tribe. Remember, I have sat here and warned everybody about what's going on here. It is tribe versus tribe. They keep us apart by some of these stupid issues. They keep us apart, keep us fighting at each other. And then you have our wonderful messy man in chief sitting here, keeps throwing up different crap out of his ass. He does. He throws out different shit. And we have to cover it all. Because it all means something. When the president talks at all, it means something. Whether we like to believe it or not, it means something. It means something. But they don't care. They would rather starve the poor so the rich live better. And it's going to hurt his own supporters. That's the part that gets me. These people, this is how, if you're a MAGA supporter, if you're a Donald Trump supporter, think about everything you have given up for this man. You have sat here and you went against the Constitution. You've tried to shut down a government from peaceful transition. You have supported him all the way through all his lies. When he lies, you've sat here, you fought others. And this is how he says, hey, thanks, guys. He can't even do anything right. He promised you a great economy. He screwed that up. He said, I'm going to get all the illegals out, the bad ones. Well, he just got all of them out. He's hurting states as we speak. He said, I'm going to get the bad hombres. What he meant to say was, I'm getting anybody with brown skin that's not from this country. That's what he meant to say. And by doing that, he's hurt this country. And then another thing they don't tell you, the PAYGO Act. You say, what is that? The PAYGO Act is when, if your deficit gets too much out of control, they have to use other money to get it back to net zero. That means Medicare. So now, he's not just going after poor people, children, now he's going after old people. And he doesn't care. He doesn't think he's done anything wrong. And these House Republicans, they all need to be fired. I think there was only three that didn't vote for the bill, or two did. One just was present, didn't say anything. I mean, you might as well. What's your point? Choose a side. Choose a damn side. If you're going to be doing this, choose a damn side. I am so fed up with what's going on right now. It is driving me insane. We just kick poor people to the curb like they're nothing. Poor children who need to eat, we don't care about them. We act like people want to be on Medicaid. Are you serious? If people were talking about you all the time, and that's what, I mean, let's be honest. We kick down poor people all the time. There's nobody fighting for the poor. There's nobody. Last one was John Edwards. He's not around anymore. I would like to bring him back. Bring him back into the fold. We need somebody to sit here and fight for the poor. We fight for middle class. I hear that all the time. I want to hear more people say, you know what? We're affecting the poor people of America. Let's start there. But no, we just sit here and they do this at the cover of night, you know, because anything done after midnight, well, my grandma used to say, you up to no earthly damn good. no earthly damn good. And they'll go home. Like, I want to know about the ones here in Kansas. Like, I want them to answer. And I'm going to start making phone calls. Probably Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. And I want them to know. So how are you going to save the rural hospitals who depend on that money? Because our governor here in Kansas said, we can't afford it. He said, without that federal money, she said, I don't know what we're going to do. Is he going to give up? Are they going to give up their salaries to help us out? To cover the costs? Hell no. I want to know what made this bill so good that you would risk your job. Because we're going to lose hospitals. We're a rural area. We don't have a lot of big towns. A lot of us are rural. I live in a rural town. We will lose our hospital. And the town up from me will lose their hospital. They're considered rural. And then what? So if I'm bleeding, I have to drive all the way to Wichita? That's an hour's drive to get to a hospital. What are we talking about? These Republicans do not care about you. If they did, they would have stood up. What was that one guy, Lawler, from New York? He goes, oh, we're not going to touch Medicare or Medicaid. I just can't do it. And then the first thing he talked about was the SALT provision, sales and local taxes. That's what he was worried about. Medicaid didn't come one time out of his mouth. He was full of shit the whole time he was on TV. Somebody needs to call him out. Oh, I guess I just did. They're all full of shit. What the hell are these people doing? It's like we live in Bizarro World. We're living in Bizarro World. Oh, well, you able-bodied people can get a job. What? People aren't hiring right now because they don't know what the economy is going to do. You have a madman at president who can't decide from one moment to the next what he's going to do. Now he's pissing off the EU, the European Union, with more tariffs. 50% is what he's saying. Go once again. He gets a hair up his ass, or, which I believe this more than anything, this is just a distraction from this disastrous bill that everybody's talking about. So once again, he'll sit here and pull some shit out of his ass and sit there and start just making up more bullshit things. You know, because that's what he does. He'll sit here and throw out so much shit that you have to cover it all. When the main focus is this bill, we all know it. I'm not going to stop talking about it. If I got to talk about it every damn day, that's what I'll do. That's what I'll do. I don't care. I don't give a damn. He is cruel. He is screwed over America. Now, the only thing you can hope for is maybe the Senate sits here and looks at it and says, boy, we can't do that. The deficit's too high. Did you notice that the stock market's not doing great? Mark, the yield on the high market yields are going up because they have nobody has confidence in America. How can you trust what America's doing? You can't. You have a nut job in charge. Every time you think he's doing something right, you look back, they're doing something stupid again. Here we go again. There's something else we got to sit here and discuss. it's just crazy. What the hell's going on? And then you look at the meeting they had with the South African president. That was a joke. So we can kick out the Mexicans. People from El Salvador. We kick out all those people because they're brown, but we'll bring over the white South Africans, farmers, over some fake stuff. He said, you know, he showed the South African president all those graves, wasn't even graves. And matter of fact, where he was saying all those dead bodies was the Congo, wasn't South Africa. There's another reason to bring more white people in. He's in love with his white people. I'll give him that. I was going to do a podcast about this, but then he, the thing about him, if you haven't heard, it was having a survivor type contest for people who want to stay in America. They're going to have a game show. Are the white South Africans getting to do that too? Are they involved? Or no, they're not involved. It's just if you're brown. I'm at a loss for words. People, stand up, start calling your congressman, and get on their ass. Because I'm going to call mine. We are going to lose hospitals all over this country. If you're in Nebraska, Oklahoma, Kansas, probably Iowa. I mean, look at the rural areas. It's going to hurt jobs. It's going to move people around. Hospitals are some of the main hubs. But we're supposed to be proud of what they did with that bill. That's the worst, but we're supposed to suck it up. And then what they didn't tell you, I'm going to say it again. When this deficit gets too high, there's something called PAYGO, and it starts attacking Medicare. Hey, seniors, who, you know, I saw some of these seniors with these voting for Trump. How do you feel about that now? How do you feel about that? You feeling good? Are you feeling good? You can't feel good about it. He played you too. The Republicans played you too. I don't know what it's going to take for us to sit here. We got to come together. The tribal instinct of Americans, we have to stop. We have to come together. We are all screwed in this. If you make below $30,000, you're going to pay more in taxes. Did you know that? If you're from $80,000 a year, I think you'll get an extra $800. But if you make over, $500,000, you'll get an extra, that's like $800,000, or it was something crazy. They are against you. There's not a Republican up there. Now, I think there was a few. And we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Because I kept hearing that Lawler from New York. He said, oh, I won't touch it. I won't touch it. They go after Medicaid. I won't touch it. And he touched it. He's a damn lie. Then there was one Republican, if you didn't see the debates, he was sitting there saying that we just put gas to the Titanic, so run to the iceberg. We can't sustain this. We can't. It's going to make our deficit too high. Well, the market realizes it. Look at your stock market. We did this for Home Street. No, you didn't. You did this for the damn billionaires. And it all started with Elon Musk. This was a bigger plan the whole time. Then he's going around the TV shows. I was just trying to find fraud and bullshit. This was your plan. You want to find fraud? Hey, the Defense Department has failed seven audits. They can't find 60% of their money. How about you start there? I bet you start there. Hell, there's your tax cuts right there. But then they gave them a $13 billion, was it another $1 trillion to add to their budget? But we're supposed to be happy about that. These Republicans are do-nothing cosplay Republicans in the House. We'll see about the Senate. They are do-nothings. They do nothing for our country. I don't want to ever again in life hear one Republican, except for the ones that have stood up so far. There's only been two to three. One that I heard. He's from Kentucky, if I remember correctly. Representative from Kentucky. Can't remember his name. So I apologize. Talk about being, oh, yeah, we're the ones that have to watch the checkbook. We got to be conservative with our money. Bullshit. You sat there and bent to the knee of Donald Trump. You guys are cosplay. And you need to be fired. They said there's about 20 of them that are vulnerable. They should all lose their seats. I don't know what, I mean, once it's made law, I don't know what you can do. I don't think you can reverse it. But there need to be a bunch of people lose their seats over it. Let them go home. Go home. Yeah, you did a great job. You sat there and screwed over America. You screwed over people that sat here and trusted you. We, the people, trusted you. The people who voted you in trusted you to do the right job. You guys have done nothing but sit here. You tap dance on the Constitution. You tap dance on the poor. You tap dance on the elderly. You don't care. It's whatever Donald Trump wants. You're not for America. You are party over country. That is what's going on. You are seeing what happens when you become tribalized and you are about your party over your country. You are about your party over your constituents who sat there and sent you up there to do a job. You knew that the polling on this was bad. The thing about it is they do not have a plan to replace Medicaid and Medicare or SNAP when these things are destroyed. They have no plan. But that's what messy people do. Once again, let's go back to him being messy. Messy people never have plans. They just do shit. They're just messy and they don't care who it harms or whatever. Well, I got what I wanted out of it. While they leave a trail of disaster all around. But we're supposed to be okay with it, right? Right? We're supposed to be okay with them being messy. It is the biggest slap in the face. And I look at all those senators and they have districts where they know, like I'm looking at I can't remember the guy's name from Kansas. I can't think of his name. Or I'd put his ass out there right now on Front Street. You know about your area is rural area. You know this. But you are so want to be up Trump's ass. That you would sit there and basically whoever goes against them, they should win easily because they're going to be a lot of hospitals down. There's going to be, when Medicare starts getting hit, the old people are going to start getting mad. You know, but the only thing you can hope for is the Senate has smarter people, maybe. I don't know. And get me a Pepsi or something. I'm been a long day. It's just a slap in the face. It's a slap in the face. It's a slap in your face, my face. Look at family members. Look at the poor out there. We should be working on how to help the poor. We have so many people that are homeless vets. But he don't give a shit about them either. Look how they're treating the vets. Oh, I even forgot how they're doing the VA, how they're doing the vets. I even forgot. It's time to, we have to start calling people out. This doesn't make sense. This was a slap in the face to all Americans. To attack the poor And then here's the good, here's the great part, guys. They're gonna call themselves Christians. They're gonna call themselves some Christians. Oh yeah. Yeah, we're Christians. Look what we did. Jesus would approve. Get the hell out of here. Call yourself Christians, but you screw over poor people, which Jesus always said to help the poor. Blessed are the meek. Yeah, we're finding a lot out. Remember, I did a TikTok about them. I don't know if I did an earlier podcast about these fake Christians. I call them Cenos. Christians in name only. And you got a bunch of them. You got a bunch of them. Just, oh, I'm Catholic. Or, oh, I believe in Jesus. Oh, I believe in God. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. Actions speak louder than words. They'd rather sit here and step on the backs of poor people just figuring out the problem. And the president's just as bad, and they follow their leader like mindless sheep, like a sheep to slaughter. They just follow the line, head to ass, and they just keep in a straight line. But these are people we call leaders. Good God. This is the most ridiculous thing I've seen in a long time. And I thought I've seen it all. I guess not. We got to stand up, people. Call your congressman. Right now is the time to start calling your senators. And start bugging them and start breaking their phones and listen, man, we can't do this. These people in the House are stupid little sheep. We need leaders. And we'll see what happens. We'll see. We'll see. MAGA, are you happy? Make America great again. Is this the America you thought that he was bringing? Because so far, I'm disappointed. I don't see what the hype is. I don't see it. I mean, you want us to be weaker? Well, there you go. Can't get deals. I thought he was the deal maker. This guy, Trump's presidency is becoming one of the worst presidencies in history. In history. And it's all his own fault. He can't blame Biden anymore. You can't blame Biden. This is all his doing. This is a no-win for America. What else to say? I want to know this. If you made it this far, please like and subscribe. Leave a comment. I answer comments on different platforms, usually on podcasts. If you leave a comment on TikTok, I'm starting to start bringing it into the podcast. Gives me something to talk about or a starting point to kind of talk about. If you want to email me and ask me questions, you know, one-on-one or just something you want to talk about on the show that you would like to talk about, email me at podcastversustheworld76@gmail.com. We're on all your podcast locations. Look us up. I'm going to put out some posts on Facebook, Instagram. I'll probably do another TikTok. If we get things right on my computer, a TikTok live is on your way. We will do one so we can talk to more people and see what everybody thinks. Okay. The Drive for 5 on TikTok still live. We're at 4,600 people. We're trying to get to 5,000. That's what I would like to get to. Spread the word. Share, like, and share. On YouTube, I got a lot of videos. Hey, subscribe, jump on and watch. There's a lot there. A lot of good information. If there's stuff you don't understand and you want to know why we're like the Afghanistan, that was always the interrupt. Why is this Afghanistan so big? If you want to know about that, we'll do a long form video. I have no problem with that. I'm here for the people. That is the plan. You know, I will say this. We can't get discouraged. This is tough. This is going to be a tough out. This is going to be a tough road to hold. Okay? This is not the time for us to fight each other. Like I said, the tribalization of this, that's what they want. They want to keep us fighting each other, because if we come together, five fingers are weaker than one fist. And you think about that for a second. Five fingers are weaker than one fist. If we come together and make a fist, they have to listen to us. This is our country. They work for us. They work for us. And we need to start showing them that when they do this stupid crap, like what they're doing, like the Republicans in the House did, we have to show them what happens when you piss off America. There shouldn't be any division on this. And don't let people, when you're watching TikTok and some of these other platforms, and they're saying, oh, it was a good thing, and they're not cutting, they are. I'm telling you, if you don't believe me, look up the CBO, Congressional Budget Office. Look it up. Don't let people sit here and tell you that, oh, that's just, no, man. It's real. We have nothing to lie about. There's nobody lying on this. If it was a good bill, I'd be the first one to tell you. This is a terrible bill. This hurts Americans. This hurts us all. Do not let them sit there and tell you a lie that we're just getting out the corruption. There's not that much corruption. There really isn't. Don't let them tell you lies and use your tribalization to instead of your, use your common sense. There's not that much corruption. The corruption's in the military. That's where all the money's at. Go jump on them. Because if this goes through, the devastation you're going to see across the country, things will never be the same again. Now, he haven't made it through a whole damn year yet, and that's how bad this has been. Now, unless he's pulling a quick one and he's not going to sign it and say, I told you all not to go after Medicaid and make himself the hero. Now, that's a different conversation. We'll see. Nothing ever surprised me of that guy. Nothing ever does. But folks, stand up. Call your senator. Start ringing his phone. I'm telling you, if you're in the rural states, start ringing them. If you're in a poor state, I mean, Kansas isn't the richest state, but we're not the poorest either. And our governor already said she couldn't afford it. What is going to happen with a poor state like Mississippi? What do you think about that? Arkansas. What you guys think? Huh? West Virginia. Half of West Virginia is on some kind of subsidy. They're already talking about cutting Section 8 for people to have housing. So I guess we're going to have more homeless people. That's what's going on. They don't care about you. Get it through your head. They are not the working class people's party. They're not the working class's party. They talk like it. And a lot of you guys bought into it. Pay the F attention. Wake up. Wake up. For once. Just watch. You are going to lose your insurance, your way of living. For what? So some rich guy who's already a millionaire, billionaire, can get some more money? Is that what this is about? I tell you. We're going to do another podcast hopefully soon. Like I said, I'm going to drop some TikToks and some other things, some Instagram stories where you'll see parts of this podcast. Devastating news. These people do not care about you. All right, Abington out.